WOA FM 99 radio show. This is the brand new season 6, and this is episode 1. Just to let you know, WOA FM 99 has now teamed up with Reverb Nation, and we're going to be giving 3 artists, maybe more, free slots of promotions on our new radio show. So if you're a Reverb Nation artist, please go to Reverb Nation and submit your song. So send us your best song, and if you select you, you're going to be featured on the show. And aside from Reverb Nation, you can also go to woafm99.com or woarecords.com and submit your music officially from the website with a 99% chance of you being featured on the show if you go via the official submission process. Also, if you're a music X-ray artist, you can submit via Music X-ray. So loads of different ways that you can send us your music, so please do that. But please don't send it unsolicited. You have to go to either one of these websites and send us your song officially, okay? And we'll do our best to give you some airplay to millions of listeners across India, Dubai, and now online across America and the UK and everywhere. Well, today's show, being the first episode of our brand new season, we've got 5 amazing artists, including Cecilia G with her song Witch in Me. This is one of my favorite songs and one of my new favorite artists, really. She's Italian but based in London. Very jazzy, pop jazz kind of feel. So Cecilia G kicking the show off. Following Cecilia G, we've got a very beautiful young artist called Victoria Celestine, all the way from Texas. Half French, half Texan. Cool combination. We're also lucky to have her in the studio today. She's going to be joining us over the phone and talking about her music, her upcoming albums, and loads of stuff with Victoria Celestine. And Victoria Celestine is a featured act on the Independent Number Ones Volume 4. So stay tuned. She's going to be in and out of chats with me during the entire show. Following Victoria's track, Let Go, we've got an artist from Chicago called Sorantos, who releases a song every month and dedicates it to a certain charity. Well, we've got one of his new songs called A Child's Mind, and it's a really nice song. Kind of has like a retro pop rock feel to it. So have a listen to Sorantos. After Sorantos, we've got my favorite smooth jazz and new age artist from Colorado. His name is Luis Coloaña. We've got his brand new song, and this is a song called Spring Break, that's been doing really well in America right now on the new age and the smooth jazz charts. And last but not least is an artist all the way from Canada. Her name is Lenka Lichtenberg. And Lenka's song is called Open My Eyes, and this is the top song featured on the Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 6 that's just released. So please go check out these amazing artists on goachilloutzone.com or independentnumberones.com, and all these songs are featured. You can download their music there. And just to let you know, we are now available on iTunes via the official WOA TV and radio show podcast on iTunes. It's also available on PRX and our official host, which is podbean.com, where you can check out the WOA TV and radio show podcast. The show is licensed to various radio shows or networks in India and Dubai. So if you're listening to this live, or if you are listening to it on a podcast even, send me a tweet or send us an email and say something nice about the artists we're featuring on the show, and we'll mention you on the show. All right, Oliver Sean signing out. I'm going to be in the middle of the show with Victoria very soon, so stay tuned, guys.
Sorrows.
guest, and all the way from Dallas, Texas, we've got Victoria Celestine. Hey, Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
So tell me about who's producing your music. Tell us more about you. Just let your fans over here know about Victoria Celestine.
Well, as far as like who's producing my music, I've worked with a lot of different producers. Okay. And as far as the songs that you have, it was songs that I had already written before and produced with a man called Sevi Contreras in San Antonio. Then I decided to remake the songs with another producer out in Hollywood called Mike Gonsolin. And so it's been really great working with both of those guys. So yeah, I basically wrote the songs probably when I was 16, and then it just went from there, basically.
So do you do a lot of live performances, or are you mainly into just recording?
I do a lot of live performances. Right now it's primarily solo acoustic, because I feel like it's really important to get your acoustic performance down so you're able to really play, you know, stripped down. I think it's important to be able to do that and then build on from there. So
I think that really shows your fans that you're a real musician and not a manufactured act.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Help me, please shelter me. As a child, I was so young and free. I felt so confident as you carried me. You held me so close and always believed. You instilled in me a sense of purpose and destiny. The world is black and white, as seen through the eyes of a child. Innocence so pure, it lasted for a while. I miss the day, the calm you let me feel. You always believed in me and made everything so. A child will always believe. A child's mind must be loved to you and me. The years have passed on, many days have come and gone. My intentions once good, my actions now sometimes wrong. Once wide-eyed and full of spunk, now so negative and always drunk. Lost looking in the rain for that childlike innocence again. I miss being a child. Child's mind is so young and free. A child will always believe. A child's mind wants to be loved to you and me. A child's mind open for all to see. child's mind is so young and free. A child will always believe. A child's mind must belong to you and me. A child doesn't know how to lie. To be
rapid fire questions. Okay, so are you ready for the rapid fire questions?
Okay, I guess.
Okay, good.
Go.
All right, Victoria, on our rapid fire questionnaire. So when did you first start singing?
I started singing probably when I was 13 as musical theater.
Okay, and did your family encourage you?
Yes.
So who else in your family sings?
Well, actually, my grandmother on my mom's side, she sings and writes songs as well, and so she's been really supportive too.
So you're taking it to the next level for your family.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. So who are your musical inspirations?
Oh, there are so many. Well, I like Van Morrison is one of my favorites.
Really? Cool.
Yes. My dad always used to play him at the house when I was little growing up.
So Brown Eyed Girl is one of your favorite songs?
Well, I love Brown Eyed Girl, but he has so many other great songs that I love.
Okay.
So it's hard to pick one.
Cool. So Van Morrison, we're gonna keep that in mind. We're gonna dedicate songs to you the next time we have a show. Okay, Van Morrison, going out to you, your dad, and your mom.
And, awesome.
So what kind of music do you listen to? I know what kind of music you make. We're gonna be playing your song today, but what kind of music you like to listen to on your MP3 player?
I really like to listen to almost all types of music. You know, there's anything from classical music to electronic music to pop to, you know, folk, Americana.
Cool.
You know, I really love everything.
I think that's a good thing for a musician. You know, when they listen to different kinds of genres, different outside your comfort zone, because that adds to your own singing and songwriting, I think, at least as a musician.
Yes, I agree.
Cool. So if we found your MP3 player or your iPod or your iPhone today, okay, what embarrassing song would we find on it?
Embarrassing song. Let me see. Well, you know, I'm truly not that embarrassed by any song that I have.
Okay. No, we're not talking about your song. I'm saying, you know, something that you don't want,
about,
you know.
Well, anything that I listen to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that there should be a reason to be embarrassed.
Okay, cool.
But I do know that I have one song, and it's like a Halloween song. It's called Monster Mash.
Okay. So that's your most embarrassing song, Monster Mash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of, but it's not that embarrassing. It's kind of...
That's not too bad, you know, because this is a question we ask every artist that we get on the show. And we've had such bizarre, or, you know, songs that they have on their MP3 player. So Macarena and, you know, those kinds of tracks. So it's cool. Like the last artist we had, he said Macarena. I'm like, what are you doing listening to Macarena in 2014?
You know?
Yeah. So it's cool.
That was a big hit, you know?
I know it was, but seriously, it was a little too much, you know? We don't
want
to... So where would you most like to perform?
Like as far as venue? Or...
Yeah, anything. Like a venue, maybe a TV show. As an artist, if there's one place that you would love to go and perform.
You know, that's a really difficult question.
Uh-huh.
I just visited the Ryman Museum in Nashville.
Okay.
And that's a nice place that maybe that one day would be awesome to play.
Okay, cool.
Or, you know, even like... someplace in San Antonio, like at the Alamo or at the Arnold River Theater would be nice too.
Cool.
Oh, there's so many places.
I know. You're just starting out, so you've got so, and I have a strong feeling you're going to be playing at all these places very soon.
Aww.
Yep, and I hope we get special tickets to come see you.
Oh, that would be awesome. Definitely. I will give you special tickets.
Cool.
Sure.
So Victoria, who would you most like to open for, if you had a chance, you know, to open for some big name artist? Who would you like to play? It doesn't have to be a big name artist, it could be anybody that you admire.
Oh, that's a hard one.
I love my questions, they're always hard.
I know! What's wrong with your questions? No, they're great. You know, I think that anybody who is one of my influences would be amazing to open for, like Phil Collins one day, or like Krista Berg, or people like that.
Wow! You know what? This is so cool. A young artist who's been influenced by such great artists from the past. You know, a lot of people now, the young musicians, they're not listening to legends. You know, they're not listening to The Police. They're not listening to Sting anymore. Phil Collins, they don't listen to them anymore. Or Krista Berg, for that example. I mean, You ask an 18-year-old now who Chris de Burgh is, and he wouldn't have a clue who Chris de Burgh is, you know? So that's really, really awesome that you listen to these guys and they're your influences. That's fantastic. So if you weren't singing, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't singing, yeah. Let me see. I would probably be recording, doing like audio engineering, probably.
Cool. That's something I would do. That's perfect. Yeah. Cool. So, if it was not the music industry, let's make it harder for you. I love my hard questions. If it wasn't the music industry, what would you do?
I would probably maybe do like linguistics or languages or things like that.
Wow,
maybe,
cool.
Yeah.
So this is an impromptu question. Have you considered, you know, recording some of your songs in a different language?
Recorded a couple of songs. Well, of course, in French. I recorded one song quite a few years back now.
Okay. So are you half French?
Yes, I am.
Ah, see, there we go. Cool. So these are things you need to tell people so they know, you know. Your fans need to know these things. That's a cool thing to have. So now you've opened up a new market for yourself. You've got French fans listening to our show who are going to be like, holy crap, she's half French. We got to listen to her music now. You know, so that's good.
Awesome.
Cool. So we've got a linguistic artist here who's gonna do French songs. Is anything in Spanish someday, maybe?
Yes, I've done in Spanish.
Oh, great!
In my shows, I play a couple of songs. I play La Media Vuelta, and I also play Adoro, which was written by Armando Manzanero. And actually, I recorded Adoro.
Oh, lovely!
On my latest CD.
Cool. So you got to send that song to us so that we can play that on our show.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I will, definitely.
And you know, I'm Portuguese, so have you ever attempted Portuguese?
I haven't started, but I have gotten requests, and I also would love to look into it and try to. So, but I haven't yet. Definitely want to get on that.
Cool. You know, Portuguese is the most romantic language. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You have to say that because you're saying it to me. So yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, I agree with you.
good. You better agree with me now. So, do you play any other instruments aside from the guitar?
Yes, I play piano. I've played piano for quite a while, and also I've started on the violin.
Wow, cool.
I've started learning like. Sort of some harmonica and some kind of a lot of everything, really.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Cool. So, do you have any hidden talents?
Any hidden talents?
Yep.
Well,
go on.
I can actually speak in English with a French accent.
Okay, so can you say something in English with a French accent? I've got loads of friends who are French, by the way. So there's one guy who's called Thomas, who's a very good friend of mine, and I make a lot of fun of him when he speaks English. So let me see if you sound similar.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
Okay, come on, that just sounds really sexy. I'm talking about I'm talking about, you know, funny French, you know. Okay, that's a cool hidden talent, not hidden anymore. I think you're gonna get even more fans now that you said that. That's cool. So Victoria, what can we expect from you in the future? What's coming up in the near future?
Well, I had started taking some production classes with a guy called Blake Harnage. I took lessons from him and. I sent him some of my demos that I was producing at home, and he said, you know, I like him a lot. Why don't you come over here and let's produce some stuff? And
cool.
So I went over there in Florida, is where they're based, and did three songs so far that I'm really excited about, and they are going to be released at the beginning of the year. And they are more, I have to say, they're more in a electronic style. They feel really good to me. I don't know.
All right, cool. Sounds awesome. Be looking forward to that one.
Looking forward to it, because I'm about to actually do some music videos for them.
Yeah, but we would love to have your videos on the show. That's what I'm trying to say. That would be really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I will send them to you as soon soon as I get them done.
Awesome, because we're gonna feature your videos. It's gonna be cool. And say something in French in the video, okay? Like, but not French, but in English with a French accent. That's what I mean. Cool. And you know what? My company organizes an annual music festival, international music festival. Okay, it's called the WOA International Music Festival and tour across India and Dubai. And well, when you start traveling and doing tours around the world, that is something you should definitely look at. We'd love to have you perform at the festival.
Yeah, I would love to. That sounds really great.
Thank you.
there we have it, folks. The first episode of our brand new season. I hope you enjoyed the show today. The artist that we featured, the beautiful Victoria Celestine, who had such a fantastic talk with me today. I'm sure everybody knows her a little better. So the songs that we played today and the artists that we featured were Cecilia G with her song Witch and Me, followed by Victoria Celestine and her song Let Go. After that, you heard Sarantos with his song A Child's Mind. We followed that with Luis Colaña's song Spring Break. And last but not least, the song that you heard was by Lenka Lichtenberg with her song Open My Eyes. Also remember, there are more details about all these acts and their songs and their websites on WOAFM99.com. 99 is the number. So WOAFM99.com. Check out the show notes over there and links to iTunes and Podbean and PRX, etc. So all of that going on there. We'll be back next week with another fantastic artist, Cecilia G, actually, joining me in the studio next week for an interview and some amazing songs coming up then. So stay tuned and check me out on Twitter. You can just send me a tweet. My handle is Oliver Sean, or check me out on Facebook, Oliver Sean Band. So like the page there, and we've got some new photos and live concert footage from all the festivals and tours that me and my band are doing right now. So this is festival season in the UK and across the world. So I am on tour, and we're doing the radio show on tour when we get a break. So check out all the amazing footage we've got going on the website and on social media. So Oliver Sean signing out, guys. Bye.